Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's kick off in Madrid, Spain, where a fabulous city football rivalry is being renewed Tuesday evening in the semifinals of the UEFA Champions League. Real Madrid is hosting Atletico Madrid in the first leg at Estadio Santiago Bernabéu. This marks the fourth year in a row the two proud Madrid clubs have met in Europe's top club competition. Real has won on all three previous occasions, including in two finals in 2014 and 2016, as well as a quarterfinal in between. Real Madrid's head coach, former French star Zinedine Zidane, says he does not think his club is the favorite in the semifinals, despite his side holding the upper hand in recent meetings with their city rivals. At a pre-match news conference, Zidane said, and I quote, "We're not favorites. It's 50-50, as it always is in the knockout stages." Zidane added, "We know each other very well. The rivalry with Atletico hasn't changed since I was a player. It's a derby in the capital. It's intense, but the rivalry remains the same." Zidane's coaching counterpart for Atletico, the Argentine Diego Simeone, says he sees a match in which Real makes a strong start. Simeone says Real will try to hurt his club in the opening minutes with the intensity of their players. Well, one of Real's key players is Portuguese superstar Cristiano Ronaldo, who has scored 7 goals in the current UEFA Champions League tournament. Atletico's top scorer is Frenchman Antoine Griezmann, who has 5 goals in Champions League play. After Tuesday night's first leg, the action moves to Atletico's home pitch, Estadio Vicente Calderon, for the second leg on May 10th. The other UEFA Champions League semifinal kicks off Wednesday when Monaco hosts the Italian club Juventus. Meanwhile, with only a few matches left in the major European football leagues, Real Madrid is in the tightest race in Spain's La Liga. Real and Barcelona each have 81 points, but Real has played 34 matches, one less than Barcelona. The Spanish clubs will play a total of 38 matches. Our VOA football fans will remember last season Real and Barca waged another tight battle in La Liga, with Barcelona edging Real by 1 point, 91-90. Turning to England's Premier League, well, the race is between the Blues of Chelsea and the Spurs of Tottenham. Chelsea leads with 81 points from 34 matches, while Tottenham has 77 points from 34 matches. In Italy's Serie A, Juventus has a comfortable 9-point lead over Roma after 34 matches played by each club. And in Germany, Bayern Munich clinched its record-extending 5th consecutive Bundesliga trophy on Saturday when it beat Wolfsburg 6-0. It's also the 27th overall Bundesliga title for Bayern. With 3 matches left in the Bundesliga season, Hertha Berlin is currently in fifth place. Reporter Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori had a chance to talk with one of Hertha's African players. Here's Kwabena.
African professionals in the European leagues are fighting hard for their clubs to book places in next European Champions League and Euro Cups. Ivorian international Salomon Kalou plays for Hertha Berlin in the Bundesliga. The 31-year-old talks about his determination to qualify and play in next European Championships.
We're still on the fifth, so now it's in our end. Three games, we have to win at home, and we have two games at home. So if we take 6 points, maybe we have a better chance to play Europa.
Is Kalou focusing on the Russia 2018 World Cup for Ivory Coast?
But I don't know yet. I have three games to go here, and for me, it's more important to keep fighting and maybe finish the fifth position or sixth position.
Kalou, a couple of years you've been in the Bundesliga. How is it like?
Oh, it's a good league. I enjoy it, and it's a fantastic league.
You have a lot of fans in Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana. Mm. What do you tell them?
Oh, I think they have to follow the Bundesliga. It's true that there's not a lot of African players here, and but it's a very interesting league. And every time there's a game, the atmosphere is fantastic. The game very competitive, and everybody can win against everybody. So that's the beauty of the league.
That's Ivorian striker Salomon Kalou of Hertha Berlin Football Club. And Kalou was talking with reporter Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Germany. Taking a quick look at the Bundesliga scoring charts, Salomon Kalou has scored 6 goals in 23 matches for Hertha Berlin. Polish striker Robert Lewandowski of Bayern Munich is the Bundesliga's top scorer with 28 goals. And right behind him with 27 goals is Gabonese striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, the 2015 African Footballer of the Year, who plays for Borussia Dortmund. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Let's take a break now for these VOA programming announcements.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest bitter part of the bottom of your heart... Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC.
Hi, my name is Florence Mwale, and I work as a reporter at Capital FM here in Malawi. With the world now a global village, the VOA's place cannot be overemphasized, since most of the issues it airs are pertinent to the advancement of least developed countries such as Malawi. All of us here at Capital Radio Malawi are thrilled to be associated with the VOA as a partner station. Some of VOA's programs on our schedule include Straight Talk Africa and Daybreak Africa. As Capital Radio Malawi, we are excited to be associated with the VOA. And now as the VOA celebrates its 75th anniversary, we look forward to more live radio interactions and strengthened relations. Happy 75th anniversary, Voice of America, from Capital Radio Malawi.
Thanks, Florence. And thanks to our friends at Capital Radio Malawi for that nice 75th anniversary message. This evening, we continue our look back at Anthony Joshua's thrilling 11th round TKO victory over Vladimir Klitschko in a world heavyweight title unification fight held at Wembley Stadium in London. There were four knockdowns in the fight. Joshua knocked down Klitschko three times, including twice in the 11th round. And in the sixth round, the 41-year-old Klitschko knocked Joshua to the canvas for the first time in his professional career. Joshua says it was a symbolic moment.
You get up, get knocked down eight times, you get up nine. That's what life's about. So it just shows, isn't it? If you keep on going, you can come out on top. So I think not just in a fight, it just shows you what life's about. You just keep on going, no matter how many times you get put down.
Meanwhile, after getting put down three times, former world heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko says he'll take his time before deciding whether to retire or keep fighting. Klitschko says overall, it was a wonderful night for boxing at Wembley.
It was a great night. Great night for boxing, great night for fans, and it was exciting fight. So I'm happy about that, and that's what I'm taking with me. So you will probably also surprised of my statement, but I don't feel as someone that lost. And I think tonight we all won, even if I didn't get the belts, but I don't feel that I lost.
That's former world heavyweight boxing champion Vladimir Klitschko commenting on his loss to Anthony Joshua at sold-out Wembley Stadium in London. And we'll have more hard-hitting commentary from Namdi Moweta during Wednesday's show on Anthony Joshua's recent victory over Vladimir Klitschko.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Tuesday night with two second-round games. The Boston Celtics host the Washington Wizards. The Celtics lead this best-of-seven game series 1-0. And the Golden State Warriors play Game 1 in their best-of-seven series when they host the Utah Jazz. In results Monday night, the Houston Rockets and the defending NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers both posted victories to take one-game-to-none leads in their playoff series. The Cavs defeated the visiting Toronto Raptors 116-105. LeBron James had a game-high 35 points for the Cavaliers, who hadn't played since April 23rd when they completed a four-game sweep of the Indiana Pacers. But the Cavs didn't show too many signs of rust, and LeBron continues to move up in the NBA record books. LeBron now needs 25 points to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for second place all-time on the NBA's postseason scoring list. And LeBron also needs only two three-point shots to join Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, and Manu Ginobili as the only players to connect on 300 three-pointers during the NBA playoffs. Meanwhile, in an all-Texas showdown, the Houston Rockets storm past the five-time champion San Antonio Spurs, 126-99. It was San Antonio's worst loss in a playoff series opener under coach Greg Popovich.
We lost, and they won, and they played better. I don't think we executed in a very wise manner. We disobeyed a lot of basic basketball rules that they can take advantage of. If we're going to shoot quickly and shoot poorly, it's going to be a fast break deal all night long, and they're better at that than we are. So we've got to play a lot smarter than what we saw tonight. I thought they played really well in every facet of the game.
In one facet of the game, three-point shooting, the Rockets were explosive. They made 22 of the 50 three-point shots they attempted. That's the most threes attempted and made against the Spurs in their long postseason history. James Harden had 20 points and 13 rebounds for the Rockets. He says every possession is a key possession when you play the Spurs.
It's going to have to be that way. Every game, every possession, we're going to have to be focused because they're obviously a veteran team and they're capable of getting hot at any moment. So we got to make sure we limit that and have a focus level to where, you know, we go out there each possession and offensively get really good shots and then defensively limit them to one shot.
James Harden and the Rockets are now looking forward to game two in their playoff series, which will be played Wednesday night in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you.
What's trending on this Tuesday in the sports world?
I will start with an unfortunate, terrible incident up in Boston, Massachusetts. The Boston Red Sox taking on the Baltimore Orioles last night in Major League Baseball. And Baltimore outfielder Adam Jones, who is black, was faced with racial taunts, and someone threw a bag of peanuts at him during the game. Outfielders are the players closest to the fans, other than the people in the batter's box or the catcher. And so you often hear fans jeering at them, and unfortunately, in this case, there were racial taunts thrown his way. Universal condemnation of this from fans, regardless of the team, regardless of whether or not they're a sports fan, even. Orioles fans are in disbelief. They're very angry that this happened. Boston fans are very disappointed. They're saying this is not who we are, and they're apologizing. And in fact, the Red Sox issued a statement where they publicly apologized to Jones and said no player should be subjected to that kind of behavior. saying the Red Sox have zero tolerance for such inexcusable behavior and that the entire organization and their fans are sickened by the conduct of an ignorant few. And that was a theme we kept seeing again and again. Boston fans saying this is not who we are, doesn't represent us. So there are actually calls now on social media for this investigation into this, but also calls for a standing ovation for Jones tonight when he takes to the batter's box and gets up at bat to show that this racist behavior is not tolerated. So unfortunately, we do see this sometimes in sports, but it is being addressed.
Was it a few Boston fans or a group of fans or what?
You know, it was not the majority. It was a few people. I'm not sure how many. I would say less than a dozen, even less than that, maybe only one or two fans. But the big takeaway from this is that even if it was just one person, it's inexcusable. And that's the opinion of everyone across the sports world today.
What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, back to a story you were just talking about a few minutes ago in the NBA, LeBron James having a game-high 35 points, leading his Cleveland Cavaliers to the 116-105 win over Toronto. And LeBron looked like he was having fun in this first-round win. Case in point, there was one shot where he missed a layup, he's blocked, and as he runs to the side of the court after the shot, he grabs a bottle of beer from one of the concession workers, and makes a motion like he's about to take a drink, and then he stops at the last second and hands it back to her. So fans are saying this is some epic trolling from LeBron. It just shows that he's relaxed and having some fun. And many people pointing out he's not that far off from the celebratory beer if he keeps playing this way. They'll be celebrating very soon. LeBron also having some fun and helping out his teammate, Dante Jones. Dante Jones last night racked up $6,000 in fines for two technical fouls. And LeBron told reporters he's going to pay that fine for Dante Jones. It's kind of interesting. Dante Jones is an NBA veteran. He signed a contract that's only $9,000, signed it on the last day of the regular season. So this $6,000 fine would eat up about two-thirds of his contract. So LeBron said that he would pay it. He said he doesn't have to worry about it. He's good. But he also said, he said to Dante, enough is enough. Stop getting kicked out against Toronto all the time. Because this is something that happened last year in the playoffs. He got kicked out of game four against Toronto for some roughing up one of the players. He said, stop this behavior. I'll pay the fine, but cut it out. So LeBron, it sounds like he's having some fun both on and off the court in this series.
What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, the Kentucky Derby is coming up this Saturday. It's, of course, the first leg of America's horse racing storied Triple Crown. And so ahead of the race, we'll be looking this week at some of the storylines trending on social media. So we start today with one horse that everybody has their eye on. It's a horse named Patch. It's trained by Todd Pletcher. Pletcher's one of the best-known trainers in horse racing. He trained the 2010 Kentucky Derby winner Super Saver. He trained the 2007 Belmont Stakes winner Rags to Riches, which is the first filly to win that race in more than 100 years. So he's won the Kentucky Derby. He's made history at Belmont. Now he wants to make history at the Kentucky Derby with this horse named Patch. Here's Pletcher explaining why Patch is so special.
I kind of anticipated Patch would be pretty popular, you know. I mean, it's an intriguing story with, you know, having lost his eye as a two-year-old. He's a really, really cool horse to be around. Very laid back, very professional, very straightforward, easy to train, just, you know, consummate pro.
Now, you heard correct there. Patch lost his eye last year after a mysterious infection, so he'll be running the Kentucky Derby Saturday as a one-eyed horse. Interestingly, he already had the name Patch because his father was named Union Rags, and so they thought they would give him the name Patch Rags as a kind of clothing term, not because he has an eye patch, and he indeed does not wear an eye patch in the race. But fans are already rooting for Patch to win. They're saying it's the feel-good story of the Kentucky Derby. Could be a fairy tale victory if he can pull this out. And, of course, my favorite, somebody says he has his eye on the prize. So, that joke was going to get made by somebody between now and Saturday, and it already has. But this is really a feel-good story, and so a lot of people, I think, will be looking at Patch and betting on Patch, hoping that he can pull out that victory.
With one eye, Andrew, will that affect him at all on the racetrack?
You know, Todd Pletcher says that it isn't affecting him. He said he's run very well. He had already run for the first two years of his life, and now without the eye, he seems to be running just as well. I don't know if he'll be the favorite in the race, but I think he'll be the fan favorite for sure.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
And that wraps up the May 2nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Uganda should take stock of the progress it has made in creating a healthier population. According to the recently released Uganda Demographic Health Survey, there are some clear and positive trends. More women delivering babies in health facilities, substantial reductions in infant and under 5 mortality rates, and an increased percentage of households with at least one insecticide-treated bed net to combat malaria. But while these statistics are encouraging, they mask a troublesome reality. The health of most Ugandans remains poor, with children especially at risk. There are many reasons to explain this situation, but most boil down to the fact that the country's healthcare system is under-resourced, poorly managed, and unable to meet the demands of a growing population. The evidence is clear. In developing countries, a government's investment in the health and well-being of its citizens is key to generating prosperity and progress. President Museveni pledged in the 2001 Abuja Declaration and reaffirmed in 2013 to dedicate 15% of the national budget to health. Today, that number stands at just 7%. Moreover, the government of Uganda's proposed budget for the next fiscal year recommends nearly a one-third cut for the Ministry of Health, plus reductions in other health investments. More must be done to meet the healthcare needs of Uganda's citizens, especially its youngest and most vulnerable. There are still at least 2.4 million Ugandan children under 5 who are chronically malnourished. Only 2/3 of people living with HIV are receiving life-saving antiretroviral therapy, and there are 8.5 million cases of malaria annually. The proposed reductions to the country's health budget will put these lives in greater jeopardy. The United States has done its part to help build a healthier Uganda. Last year alone, we invested nearly $500 million, more than 1 trillion Ugandan shillings, in the country's health sector to control the HIV/AIDS epidemic, combat tuberculosis, improve maternal and child health, and control malaria. This work is saving lives and improving the health of millions of Ugandans, and we are proud to contribute to such efforts. The U.S. government calls upon the government of Uganda to increase investment in the health of its people so Uganda can reach its full economic potential.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Linor Mudu. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, we'll discuss the latest political developments in Zambia. Will President Edgar Lungu declare a state of emergency after public buildings were torched in attacks? He blames the violence on opposition members protesting the arrest of their leader, Hakainde Hichilema. An in-depth discussion on Zambia on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I
VOA News.
VOA.
When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.